They walked. They took the subway. They came to the federal building in Manhattan from Brooklyn to learn about a new immigration program for Haitian citizens living in the United States. It was part of another intense day of searching for word of what was going on in their homeland and for how the U.S. government might be able to help. Many, like Jean-Marie Salom, lost family members in the earthquake.
I lost some cousin and cousin. Almost six of them lost already. They find six bodies, but we have more. They don't find them yet.
Salom was among New York area Haitians who came to the federal building on the new immigration program. They learned that Haitians who were here when the earthquake struck will be able to receive temporary protected status, or TPS, even if they are in the U.S. illegally. New York Citizenship Immigration Service District Director Andrea Quarantillo explained.
Haitian nationals will be able to remain in the United States legally, be able to obtain authorization to work legally in the United States, be eligible to obtain permission to travel outside the United States and return to their TPS status.
Being able to travel home to help without fear of being denied reentry to the U.S. is key.
It's definitely a relief to us who lives in here. And because of what's happening, when everything is over, we will be able to go back to Haiti without worried, without knowing, okay, nothing bad will happen, that we'll feel like we're safe over there, and then come back again to America safely.
Reverend Terry Lee, founder of Immigrants Responding to Crisis, led members of his group to the meeting. Lee praised the federal initiative.
I believe that by the outpouring of support, it brings healing to the mind of the people.
Only Haitians already in the U.S. are eligible for temporary protected status. People in the audience asked many other questions about where and how to apply. They learned, among other things, that Haitians who are now being held in detention centers will be released if they qualify for TPS. Immigration official Andrea Quarantillo said the purpose of the program is simple: to help Haiti.
The United States government does not want to overwhelm Haiti with many of their citizens returning to Haiti when they don't have the infrastructure to support it. I mean, it's been absolutely devastated over there, and they could not support the return of a large group of people who had been in the United States.
Just as importantly, she said, Haitians in the U.S. will be able to continue sending family back home some of the money they earn here. It could make all the difference to them at this time of need. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.